BP's gas-to-liquid facility in Nikiski is set to close by the end of the year. The company opened the plant 7 years ago to test production of liquid fuels using natural gas. KDLL's Ben Stanton reports.
Gas-to-liquid production uses a catalytic chemical reaction to convert natural gas to other forms of hydrocarbon. The method was first used in Germany over 70 years ago. Many changes in technique have occurred over that time. BP spokesman Steve Reinhardt says the process itself involves gas put into a reformer and heated, which creates a synthetic gas called syngas.
Carbon monoxide and hydrogen, essentially. And this intermediate product is then further converted through this catalyst process into synthetic crude oil, a clean diesel and jet fuel primarily, also some naphtha components.
Reinhardt says work done in a lab needed some real-world testing to further research. When the Nikiski plant opened in 2002, the company announced they anticipated it to run for about 5 years. Reinhardt says BP saw additional opportunities once the plant was up and running, which kept it open another 2 years. Despite the end result being a clean fuel, the amount of energy required to do GTL can be cost prohibitive and doesn't produce a true low-carbon output fuel. Research at the Nikiski plant involved exploring efficiency. What's different about the BP facility is that the reformer is much smaller than other similar equipment.
It is a compact unit, and that's a proprietary BP technology and one of the things that we were testing here.
Reinhardt says the Nikiski location was chosen because of the workforce available, the natural gas available, and a market for the small amount of product produced during the testing.
This plant took about 3 million cubic feet a day of natural gas and converted that to about 300 barrels a day of essentially diesel and jet fuel.
Reinhardt says that the tests show they're able to make the process reliable, operable, and commercially available on a large scale. He says they also made other discoveries, but their proprietary nature keeps more specific details unavailable. Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor Dave Carey spoke to the Borough Assembly about the closure on Tuesday and says he was concerned about the jobs.
It is wonderful that these individuals will be offered jobs somewhere else, but it is very unfortunate that we lose the quality of life and their expertise and knowledge and the community spirit they have. So the loss of this facility is very unfortunate, but it does speak to the times in which we live.
25 people are working at the plant, 15 are BP employees. Reinhardt says they could be moved to BP jobs on Alaska's North Slope where their expertise is needed. The remaining employees are contracted for a variety of services. Reinhardt says while their service is valued, the project is coming to an end. After the facility closes, he says there will be months of work to safely clean and then clear out equipment. Other companies like Shell have used a similar process to produce low-sulfur diesel fuel and wax in Malaysia. The United States Navy has experimented with a related process that creates jet fuel out of seawater. That's a complicated procedure still being researched. In Kenai, I'm Ben Stanton.